Courtland Sutton had a quiet week. No injury news, no reported stat line in the coverage we read of Denver's 33-13 loss to Green Bay, no camp headlines. What changed is everything around him. Bo Nix took his first live snaps of the year, and Jaylen Waddle made his Broncos debut on the same drive, turning his first catch into a 35-yard third-down conversion, per Chad Jensen, at Mile High Huddle. The two-receiver reality Sutton's season-long question lives in is finally on the field. For anyone new to this feed, that question is the whole Sutton file. He finished last season as Nix's clear favorite target on genuine volume. Denver then traded a package headlined by a first-round pick for Waddle, and a second mouth of that caliber has to eat into somebody's throws. Our June position was that the worry was real, but overdone. An established ex-receiver with a quarterback's trust has a long way to fall before he stops mattering. Through 5 weeks of camp, injury luck meant the question could not even be asked. Waddle's debut means it now can. The asking starts Friday. Sean Payton, unhappy enough with the Green Bay tape to say he could not think of one area his team won, wants the starters playing into the third quarter of the home finale against Minnesota, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports. Three quarters of first-team offense is the first sample of Nix's target distribution with both receivers active. Small, preseason grade, but the first. What to watch? Where Nix's throws go Friday with Sutton and Waddle both on the field. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.